Where are you?
I'm in Rochester, Michigan, outside of Detroit.
I'll be damned. I wish I could have a vacation like this.
I'm part of vacation. I'm home.
Well, they told me it couldn't get you home to answer and couldn't get you office to answer.
I got home. I just came in from Chicago.
Yeah. How's the world, sir?
Well, fine.
You haven't got a hold of those money bags that you're talking about yet, have you?
Well,
what are you starting all this hell here now? The first thing you know, you'll have a good Democrat in trouble here with raiding all these big, nice, fat auto companies.
Oh, no. I made a good speech on Thursday and said I agreed completely with your economic policy on wages.
Well, that's good. Well, now listen, Walt.
You know, we've historically always said we don't want a dime out of the pockets of the American consumers.
I told them they ought to reduce auto prices. General Motors ought to take the lead, but I don't know whether they're going to do it.
That's precisely what I said. I said that you were right and that their productivity and everything was such that they could cut prices.
I'm going after this overtime thing. And another thing, I don't want you to raise any hell until I get elected. Don't you? I don't mind how many times you march after November, but don't do it in September. Listen, Walter, I called you. I got John McCloy in here.
Uh-huh.
I told him to get a hold of these auto fellas and give them hell. And tell them we wanted one of them to make the car and take the parts we had in the factory we had. And we're damn tired of this $400-500 million going out. And it's a hell of a tribute to free enterprise when we had all the workers we had that needed work. And they didn't have enough ingenuity, imagination. I was shocked that business didn't have it. And he got a spark out of them. And they came running down and talked to McNamara. And he got a spark out of them. And they're waiting on Bobby Kennedy. So I told him to go to Katzenbach. And I think that you ought to say without my telling you, because you've got to be a good influence in this administration. Bobby and I are going to be pulling together, but he's got some kids over there that have been disillusioned by me because they didn't know me, and I'm willing to be patient and tell all of them. But I think it ought to be your idea with Bobby, and I think you ought to tell him that if they got to figure out some way that we can keep all of them from going in and messing up the party that just got one and let them get organized and... what we'll do to our balance payments, what we'll do to our unemployment, what we'll do to all these things. Now, he'll be back here Monday, so you call his office, tell him you won't talk to him about it Monday, and they'll tell you he's not there and tell him as soon as he gets in, you won't talk to him. And then you tell him that you've talked to the president about it, you've talked to McNamara about it, you've talked to everybody in Washington about it, you've talked to everybody in Washington about it, and you're not in a lawyer. But that your lawyers have been looking at it, and you want him as a can-do man to find some way it can be done.
Very good. I'll be in touch with him Monday morning the first thing, and I'll make a trip down there right away to talk to him.
So, and you just put it on, not coming from me, but just say you've been beating Johnson over the head, and what I'm trying to do is not just to help solve the balance payments. I'm just damn ashamed of our boasting that we're the greatest industrial nation in the world, and then just let them whip the sock off of us here and have a bunch of men idle. So let's do something about it. If we need to amend the law, let's amend one. But if I had an attorney general that'd interpret one right, I'd interpret it.
I'll go to work on that. What did they say to McNamara and McCloy, if I may ask?
They said that all four of them would jump in. McCloy just wrote me a memo and said I talked to them and I got a good reaction. I got a willingness to give some thought to it. They came to McNamara and said that they'd come back next week, the President Ford did, that he's afraid that he'd go broke if General Motors, if he started it and did any good, they'd jump in, but if he could have any assurance that they already had one designed that would do what you said.
That's right.
They designed it before McNamara left the company.
That's right.
And that we ought to find out down here what we could do before we started making them do things. And they told me not to say it's Ruther's idea because they'd be so damn jealous that they wouldn't want to do it. So I didn't say Walter Ruther said it. I said it's my idea. So I'm going to plagiarize what we do till we get it underway, and then I'll call it the Ruther Project.
I don't want it to be. I want it to be your project. I'm talking to Bobby. The point is, here's a chance to put about 40,000 workers back to work and to pick up $500 million to balance the budget.
I told Bob McNamara, goddammit, let's buy some of these cars ourselves. I'm tired of these sergeants driving around here in Mercurys and Lincoln Continentals to haul a piece of paper across town. Let's take some that use less gas and it's got four wheels on it and see how much order you could place with them. And he said it couldn't be done. And I said, don't tell me it can't be done. I'm a can-do president. That's what I got elected on. And he said, all right, he'd make steady and let me know next week how many orders the government could give them to start them off, maybe 25, 50,000.
Sure, you could.
Well, why wouldn't it be sense?
Well, it'd make a lot of sense. Why drag a big car around when you're really just carrying yourself, the driver and the...
You're carrying a piece of brown paper up to the hill, across to the Pentagon. And so I think that was my idea. I think we've got some other possibilities, and we'll just work on them.
Very good. I'll call Bobby Monday morning the first thing, and if he's in town, I'll go down to see him on Tuesday.
All right, now wait a minute, there's something else. Do you know a guy named from Michigan that's working in the post office department? Wait a minute, let me see. It's head over there, hold the line a minute.